This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 5, Walking with God. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 5. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. After he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived a total of 912 years, and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Kenan. After he became the father of Kenan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and then he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. After he became the father of Mahalalel, Kenan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Kenan lived a total of 910 years, and then he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and then he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more, because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. Were you tempted to skip over the strange names in today's Bible reading? Please don't. When we read this genealogy, we learn that Enoch was the father of the oldest man in the Bible. More importantly, Enoch is the only one in this list of names who doesn't follow this pattern. He lived and then he died. Instead, the Bible says, Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. How could this be? The Bible gives us a clear hint. Twice, we're told that Enoch walked faithfully with God. The word walked here indicates a special relationship between God and Enoch. And as a result, Enoch did not die. After reading how each generation died, it's awesome to read of this man, Enoch, who walked with God and then was taken to be with God. Perhaps today you'd like to know how you can walk with God. In Matthew 1, we read that Jesus was the promised Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus bridges the gap between us and God so that we can walk with him not only today, but forever, like Enoch. That is why Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. There's only one question left to answer. Do you believe? Pray with me. Loving God, thank you for calling us to walk with you today. And thank you for making it possible by faith in Jesus to walk with you forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.